A Jewish Journal article. My playlist for 5782. In Israel, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, media outlets recount events of the past year, from dramatic political developments all the way to the playlists of the best and worst songs of the year. I miss that atmosphere. As a Jew, and as the representative of the State of Israel in Los Angeles, I would like to look back at the major events of the past year, and choose, from my perspective, the most significant. COVID-19. The past year has been overshadowed by the calamity of COVID-19. The global pandemic has taught humanity a lesson in humility. An unseen virus has brought tremendous damage to the global economy, caused mass unemployment, hospitalized millions, and killed hundreds of thousands. This should make it clear to us that we are all vulnerable, and that we must work together in unity to overcome global challenges. From the depths of the darkness, the human spirit has risen once again. Humanity has proven that if we put our minds to it, we can find solutions. The vaccination has saved many lives. Great innovation has resulted from the tragedy of the virus. Fields like remote diagnostics, telemedicine, streaming cyber services, and touchless devices have sprung up. Many of these innovative breakthroughs were born in Israel. We have once again shown that the human spirit is resilient and strong. Abraham Accords. The Jewish High Holy Days this year coincide with the first anniversary of the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords are a beacon of light in a sea of darkness. It took 30 years to sign the first peace agreement with Egypt, 1979, an additional 14 years to sign the Oslo Accords, 1993, and then peace with Jordan, 1994, and now, a quarter of a century later, Israel has at last normalized relations with an additional 4 Arab countries. The vector is positive. These nations seek improved relations with Israel because they understand what we have to offer each other. Radicals versus pragmatists. During this past year, we sadly beheld a renewed confrontation between Israel and Hamas, the takeover of Afghanistan by the Taliban, and widespread demonstrations in Iran against the oppressive tyrannical regime. All of the above demonstrate that the most significant battle in the world today is not between Jews and Muslims, or between Christians and Muslims, but between moderates and radicals. Hamas, Taliban, Hezbollah, and the Iranian regime present a real and imminent threat. They are a threat equally to Muslims, Christians, and Jews. We should feel for the innocent moderate populations under the fearful rule of such extremists. The moderate camp must be vigilant and stay unified, constantly guarding against falsehoods and misinformation intended to sow dissension, hate crimes, and anti-Semitism. Amid the stress of the health crisis, political polarization, and the renewed activity of hate groups, official reports show a significant increase in the rate of hate crimes and anti-Semitism. According to a report from the state attorney general, hate crimes have risen by 31% in the state of California. Attacks against Asians and hate crimes against black people have more than doubled. According to the 2020 ADL audit of anti-Semitic incidents, California has suffered a 40% increase in anti-Semitic hate crimes over the past 5 years. This past year, Jews were attacked on the streets of Los Angeles and synagogues were vandalized. Jews should not be attacked on the streets for any reason, and Israel should not be vilified for acting in self-defense when attacked by Hamas rockets. Anti-Zionism is just another manifestation of anti-Semitism. All hate crimes should be called out for what they are, and minority groups should work together in unison. As we move forward into 5782, I wish us all an outstanding playlist of promise, good health, and prosperity for the coming year. Hillel Neumann is the Consul General of the Consulate General of Israel in Los Angeles.